A word for you from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 to 19. And if you call on him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. There is so much in this, but just briefly, since we have looked at some previous verses, the theme here flows into verse 17 from the previous one, "Be holy, for I am holy." And then it says, look, if you call him Father, that means the one who says, "Be holy since I am holy," and who judges impartially, then conduct yourselves with fear. Fear is a very negative word in today's vocabulary. It is excluded. It is regarded as something that is bad to use and something a Christian should never have. But God, in his word, his eternal word, says it with no apologies. Because this is the right type of fear. This is the fear that every child of God should have. It's not a fear that is a terrorizing fear that causes you to cower and live as if though God is out there to get you. No, it continues to say that you have been ransomed, knowing that you've been ransomed from the futile ways. Ransomed with what? With the precious blood of Christ. In other words, he goes on to give the answer, how to do it, why you should live in this way, and that God gives you the means that you are able to live victoriously during the time of your exile. Perhaps it's a strange concept for us today. We're not in exile, we say. And yes, Peter is speaking to those who are scattered out of Israel. But it refers also, because it's God's eternal word, we in a sense are in exile. We're in another country. We are in another place, waiting to get home, our home being in heaven. Now, while we are in exile, this is how we should live, remembering that God is impartial. Don't think that you're his pet. Yes, even if you're a blood-washed child of his, chosen, saved by grace, but still conduct yourselves with fear. That means the awe, the love that a child of God should have.